We hear sometimes about cases described as sex trafficking, where the women involved in the sex activity seem to have no choice in it, have basically been kidnapped into it. Is that segment of the sex business represented in this program?
Well, from the interviews that I've had, not necessarily at the point that they are being arrested on the street. Many of the women that I have interviewed, though, when they talk about their past and their initial engagement in prostitution, there are stories there that would fit in a definition of trafficking. So for the most part, the people that I interviewed, they're not trafficked at for that arrest, but often many of them have been in prostitution for a long time. So we've heard stories, certainly if women are underage, then that is by definition considered trafficking. So if someone was first engaged in sex work at the age of 14, when she could not consent for sex. I've heard stories of people whose parents or a boyfriend or an uncle said, you have to go do this, and that would be considered trafficking. So at the point that I meet them in the interview, they are not being trafficked, but they have been, and often that's the beginning of their sex work.
Well, I guess part of what I'm wondering is, I'm wondering whether some of the clients in this program actually have a pimp waiting in the wings to get them back on the street, back earning money, and if that's part of what you have to deal with.
I think what Corey was saying is that the ones that we see are generally no longer working for a pimp. That was history, okay, rather than current, because the pimp is not intervening for the John. These are women who are out there on the street
by themselves.
Trading for themselves. Uh-huh. However, there was another brief study that was done by connected with Turnaround, the agency Turnaround, and a student at the School of Public Health and Hygiene at Hopkins. And she interviewed 99 people. And in that group, about 21% had been engaged in sexual activity before the age of 21. They had to give their money to someone else about 24% of the time. They had both traded sex and given money to someone else about 10% of the time. So these were people who would have been considered to have been trafficked initially before engaging in street prostitution, as we see it.
But those numbers are not from the clientele of the diversion program.
Yes,
those
they are.
Oh.
Yeah, they are. Oh. These were done after Corey's study.
Yeah, and I think that one of the questions that arises as we have learned more about traffic is there might actually be people who are trafficked, but we don't know it. And so one of the things I know that's been coming up in the programs is, can we develop some kind of a screening process so that we know how to ask questions? So it is possible that there are people who are trafficked, but we're not picking up on it because either we don't know how to ask the right questions or people are afraid to give responses. And I also think that people who are in the situations, they feel that they cannot go to law enforcement for help. As I had said, you know, they're often not treated very well. Often when they report things to law enforcement, the complaints aren't taken seriously. And so one of the things that could happen if there was more attention to the potential for people being trafficked is...
We do it now. Yeah.
Okay.
Turnaround woke us up, and we do a screen for history of trafficking. And we also do and have had at least one prosecution that took place because we intervened with our state's attorney's office and police, et cetera, and
Turnaround is a nonprofit that works with women who have been trafficked.
So I think with growing attention to that, and we're seeing that in Philadelphia too, there has also been a similar case. So as we become more aware of it, it's possible that we'll see more incidences that we might have not seen before.
So it could be then that some of the defendants who choose not to take part, or some of the defenders who start and end up falling out of your program, are being pulled away by traffickers.
I think that is true, but I think that is the small number. It's a small number.